Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Dr. Deck Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 9th. Grains closed mixed with July corn up 8.5 cents at 7.73, July wheat down 3.5 cents at 10.71 1/4, and July beans up 29 cents at 17.69. The wheat opened up about 21 cents lower, moved another 8-9 cents lower from there. But as the beans and corn rallied and the beans made new contract highs, the wheat rallied as much as 31 cents off the morning lows here. We traded higher at one point during the day, but wound up finishing 3.5 cents lower. The corn, as I mentioned, was up 8.5 cents at 7.73. The beans were 15 cents off their highs. They closed up 29 cents at 17.69. The corn was almost a dime off its highs, but the wheat was only 3.75 cents off its highs. So a little bit of mixed action out here. Once again, we had the big push during the day in corn and beans, and then we kind of sold off later in the day. But still very positive closes out here, particularly in the bean market. Meal was up 11.90 here at 427.50, so very strong price on the meal. Now, we had the good bean export figure this morning. That helped. We tried to push this thing, you know, down a little bit. We had it lower early along with the wheat and the corn, and then we just came storming back first, and that rallied the wheat, rallied the corn. So this is really all about the weather. If you believe the heat is coming in the 11 to 14 day time frame, and that this heat dome is going to park itself over the center of the Midwest, you got to be a bit friendly. From the 6 to 10 day right now, it still looks pretty good. You know, maybe one or two days in the 90s, a lot of sunshine. But I think this is going to be really good for the crop. We need to, you know, get some heat on this crop to really see a good spurt. And I think we're going to get that. Now, if it stays hot and dry, much past the 11 to 14 day period, you know, if we come in Sunday night and it still looks hot for the period going 2 weeks out, then I think we'll certainly gap open higher on Monday. But with all that being said, we've got to get through the report tomorrow. The biggest changes they're looking for are on the beans, with a carryout of 218 on old crop beans. That's down from 217 they're looking for. That's down from 235. And on new crop, it's about a 15 million reduction down to 295. Those are the biggest changes that I see out here. And, you know, the beans have certainly had a good rally here since Monday. So maybe this is partly in the market already. We'll have to see how the market reacts if we get something positive out here. So if we do get good closes tomorrow in the beans, we close higher. Beans, corn, I'd say it's pretty strong. We can see some higher prices here. If for whatever reason it falls out of bed, maybe they change the weather forecast, I would say that would certainly look a little iffy. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.